Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. Jason, thank you for engineering. Gwyneth Isaacs is with us live in Australia. America's only full-time radio correspondent in Australia. Welcome, Gwyneth.
Hello, Vincent. How are you this morning?
Really well. You know, I was telling Jason that we've had three power failures here at the farm in, two power failures in 3 days. And it's not like the weather is unpredictable. It's just, well, the weather is unpredictable, but it's not like there was a major lightning storm, but these have been two widespread power outages. And same thing with the internet. Internet went down, and it was a widespread outage separately, you know, not exactly at the same time. But what we're finding out is that things that we used to be able to depend on, we flat out cannot depend on them any longer. So why is that a problem? Well, I'll tell you why. For us, I have a system, and I'll be talking about it. You know, I used to call them tips. Well, they're lessons at the 5-Minute University. So I'll be talking about that a little bit more tomorrow, and we'll do a little bit today. But what we're finding out is that our dependence on the way we live today, you know, people have dishwashers and washing machines, and we have electric lights, and we have cell phones with battery chargers. And we have electric can openers and microwave ovens. And we have range hoods that exhaust the fumes in some of our houses. And we have air conditioning systems, and we have heating systems, and all this runs on electricity, as well as the freezers and refrigerators. And when the electricity quits, the grid stops working, or we have a power failure, then we realize how much we depend on that invisible force, electricity. I mean, we know what it does. We don't know how it works. But we sure do appreciate it when it's working. But we do take it for granted. And these little power outages, these, you know, several hour or couple hour power outages that we have, are really a good reminder of how we need to prepare for the times when we don't have electricity. So for us, what I had to do in order to broadcast, you know, overnight, the battery runs, the battery bank runs refrigeration, you know, freezers and the refrigerator and, you know, that kind of stuff. And dehumidifier. And overnight, you know, by morning, the battery bank is pretty well depleted. And when we had a power failure this morning, what it meant was I had to shut down the refrigeration. I had to shut down the ceiling fans to keep the temperature down to, like, 82, 83 degrees in the studio. No air conditioning. And I had to do that in order to have enough reserve in the battery bank to do 2 hours of broadcasting. And that's what it's like. It's constrained optimization. So here are the limits. Here are the constraints. What are you going to do about it? So what I did was I shut down the freezers and the refrigeration and everything else, so that I would have just enough electricity to ride through and run a couple computers and the microphone mixer and the digital interface to connect with GCN and do the broadcast. So that's what it's going to be like more and more often. And, you know, the problem, the reason the battery bank was low is because we haven't had a lot of sunlight. It hasn't been as good as it normally is, has been. So today what we can talk about problems and what you can do about it. Tomorrow I'm going to talk about refrigeration. And I've uncovered something that I really don't like about refrigeration. And I think we are in for another major calamity, because our government has banned certain refrigerants. And there's no substitute that's as good as the original Freon 12. So each time the government comes up with a new one, it's worse. It uses more energy. It's less efficient, uses more energy, and they like it better. And, of course, it means new equipment, new oils, new compressors, new major costs for everybody. So I just wanted to share that with you, class, and that's the kind of thing that's going on. And the bottom line is, Gwyneth has said it many times, Rich has said it many times, Dr. Sheely, we all said it, get out of Dodge and become self-sufficient and independent. Gwyneth, your comments, please.
Yeah, we are so screwed. We really, really are, as a whole society. And sometimes these days I just sit down in a quiet moment with a cup of tea and I just say, my God, please help us. We're in so much trouble. We're in such deep, deep, deep trouble. And 99.9% of the people out there don't even realize it. And for example, okay, I actually heard on a particular talk radio show, you know, because I listen to a lot of talk radio while I'm working and while I'm, you know, going about doing things on the farm. And on this particular talk radio show, they had some people on there who thought that it was a good idea to take your children to drag queens at a strip club at a gay bar. And when I heard that, I just thought, oh, no. Here we go. They can't even see anything wrong with it. And I thought, you've got to be kidding me. You have, I mean, this has been all over the internet and, you know, talk radio. And in Austin, there's been this you know, homosexual club. And they have had this organized event, which is drag your kids to a strip show. And, you know, it's just absolutely mind-blowing. How could people not see how harmful this is? How could people not see how this is going to absolutely destroy the psychology of every child out there? You know, that is exposed to it. You know, that is one reason, all on its own, just that reason, all on its own, is a really, really good reason to get your children out of the city. Get them on a farm and just live a normal life. You know, and, oh, my gosh, you will work harder than you've ever worked in your life, but you will be happier than you have ever been in your life, because you will be living with a normal rhythm of being and doing, you know. And it's just something, you know, it's like this. I'll tell a story about something that happened with me. When my children were really little, like about 1 year old or under 1 year old and 3 years old, 2 or 3 years old, I had to get out of a certain situation and I fled across the country and I ended up in my old family hometown of Geraldton in West Australia. And with the help of a relative, I bought a farm. It was a different farm. It wasn't this farm. Okay, but it was my first farm, and it was 10 acres, and I was so happy there, and my children were able to grow up and see the natural rhythms of life, Okay, but they were able. We got ducks and we got goats and we got a few horses. We started with one horse, but we ended up with a few horses. I think at one time we had 3 or 4 horses. I've never had that many horses again. We were able to. I was able to show them this is what life is like. Okay. This is how you grow plants. And it was really interesting because one day one of my sons saw the boy goat beating up, in his words, one of the girl goats. And he got out there with a stick and he started hitting the boy goat because the boy goat was being mean to the girl goat. And I had to tell him to stop doing that. And I had to explain to him why he needed to stop doing that. And, he got a lesson that day. And he learned where babies come from. I said, if you do that, there will be no baby goat. Because the boy goat is putting a baby into the girl goat. And if you leave him alone, that girl goat will have a baby. And he said, that's not true. He was doing something to the girl goat. He was beating her up. And I said, I'm sure she didn't mind. You know, and I laughed. And I said, son, you've got to understand, this is where babies come from. This is where all babies come from. The daddy and the mummy do something and then they have a baby. And he was about 4. And he turned to his little 2-year-old brother and he pointed at him and said, is that where he came from? Oh, mummy. And I said, you had to learn it sometime, but don't bash up the boy goat. Please. I want baby goats. You know? But he learned that nature. That's what happens. Okay? it was funny, and I still laugh about it. And, it goes for the ducks, it goes for the chooks, it goes for the chickens, it goes for the goats, it goes for all of them. Do not bash up the boys when they're playing with the girls, because that's what, you know, that is where he learned where babies come from. That's normal, that's natural, that's farm life. And I'm not sure if anything like that went on, you know, at your farm. Probably the boys were a bit bigger than the girls on your farm, you know. But it's mind-blowing that people should think that this is something that, you know, that people, that should just be lovey-dovey. Does that make sense, Vincent? It's mind-blowing to me.
In suburbia, or in the city, at what point does a child learn that having chicken for dinner is actually the same thing as the chicken in the farmyard? At what age do they learn that? And I'll bet you it's much later in life that a child learns that a chicken is a chicken, like chicken for dinner or chicken sandwich is the same thing as that chicken in the barnyard. I think they learn it later in the cities and in the suburbs than they do on the farm. You're right. We'll be right back.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA, insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Well, Glenn, if I went to the internet and I typed Amazon, comma, Gwyneth, Isaacs, comma, letters to Vincent, and there it is. Volume 1.
Yep.
Set 776 pages.
Yep. That's right. It's up there, and I'm so happy. I'm absolutely delighted with it. It's just absolutely marvelous. It's a work of art. And the cover design, what do you reckon of the cover design? Is that beautiful or what?
It is beautiful. It looks like hundreds and hundreds of years ago. Yeah.
Yeah. And that is the theme that I wanted to bring across in the book. This is a tradition that goes back hundreds of years, actually thousands of years. But, you know, you can get books of letters that were written by ancient Greek philosophers like Pliny the Elder. And you can buy them on Amazon. You can buy the letters of Pliny the Elder on Amazon. And, you know, of him writing to various people, including Pliny the Younger. And, you know, this is just the wisdom that comes across in these letters that it's there for all posterity. And I believe that, you know, my letters will be there for all posterity as well. Well, they will be now. You know, if people go out and they buy the book, the physical book, and they put it on their bookshelf, then it will be there, and it will be there in 100 years, you know, and that people will still be able to read it. And this is something really special, and this is something I was discussing with you off air. People need to read, and people need to read physical books, because in the act of handling and reading a physical book, your brain gets more intelligent, and it gets even more intelligent than if you were just reading from a Kindle device. And I don't know what it is about having a physical book, but your brain actually, I think, engages with a physical book in a different way than it does with Kindle. But it will be available on Kindle as well within a day or two. And on Kindle, the price was $5. And it's $45 for the print paperback edition. But if you contact me directly via Gwyneth@usaprepares.com, I will be able to order a copy for you. You can pay me via PayPal. I'll get the PayPal linked to Gwyneth@usaprepares.com over the next few days. You can pay me via PayPal at that email address, $40, and I will get an author copy shipped to you. And I'm able to offer that discount because I get them, I can order them at a cheaper price because I'm the author. Okay, so I can pass some of that discount on to you. And the other thing is that Amazon is absolutely notorious for robbing authors of their royalties. But if you buy it as an author copy directly from me, I am going to get the money for that royalty. Because you are paying me directly, and I'm paying Amazon. So that means that I get to take my cut before I pay Amazon. Does that make sense?
Sure. Sure it does. And this yeah. book took you three years to write. Initially, you did not intend to make this into a book, but ultimately, I think you came to the realization that there's so many lessons in this book that you asked me for all of the records that I had of our correspondence off the air, you know, the back room, if you will, of USA Prepares, right? And that's what this book is. This book has a lot, the majority of the content, the vast majority of the content is letters from Gwyneth to me, with some responses from me to Gwyneth, and some initiation from me to Gwyneth. So this is a backroom view that is not seen of a broadcast. In particular, our broadcast.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Quote, there is no dispute that FBI agents in 2015 knew that Larry Nassar was accused of molesting gymnasts, but they failed to act, leaving him free to continue to target young women and girls for more than a year. It's time for the FBI to be held accountable. That quote from Maggie Nichols. Former Olympic gymnasts, including gold medalist Simone Biles, are among dozens of assault victims who are seeking more than $1 billion from the FBI for failing to stop sports doctor Larry Nassar when they had the chance. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen suggested the Biden administration is out of options to lower gas prices in America. While testifying before the Senate Finance Committee Tuesday, she continued to lay the blame on events outside of the United States.
Well, prices are very high, in part because of, importantly, because of Russia's war on Ukraine.
USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
As the January 6th Commission has hired a TV producer for their made-for-TV primetime telecast Thursday, some are calling this a propaganda stunt with the goal of keeping President Trump from running for office again. Peter Navarro, former trade advisor to President Trump, called the mostly partisan January 6th group on Newsmax a kangaroo committee, as his arrest says everything you need to know about their propaganda machine.
He's the FBI agent that the week before had woken me up early in the morning, banging on my door with a subpoena. I said, Walter, I live right across the street. And I do, right across the street from the FBI. Hey, you need me? Just call me or come on over and whatever you need, it's peaceful, right? So on Thursday night, instead of Patricia Lloyd calling my attorney, instead of Giordano calling me on the phone to voluntarily surrender, they cook up the worst kind of shock and awe political theater, whereby they let me get up, have breakfast, like go to the airport, right, and then take me down, literally take me down with five FBI agents, all 145 pounds of me, right?
A traditional shirt worn by Ukrainian President Zelensky on Vishivanka Day, an annual holiday in May to celebrate the country's folk history, sold for $100,000 at a United 24 charity event in Washington, D.C. The money is set to aid Ukraine in its ongoing war against Russia. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
This can be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Well, today I've got your
take. When you go to the season, for 2 seconds, during
class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist.
Yeah.
Vincent Fennelly.
Yeah. Yeah. The original survival economist. Gwyneth is with us, and Gwyneth, do you have a small section of the book to give our class a flavor for what you've written and how these lessons stand independently on a myriad of subjects?
Yes, I do. Just hang on a moment. I'll get my laptop, and I'll open it up, and I think that I might have enough charge on it. So if you could just talk for a few minutes.
Well, I'll tell you what.
Just
power that up, and
sure.
So I've got a couple comments to make. It's something I was going to flesh out a little bit more tomorrow, but as we get into warmer weather, you're going to find more and more This is my forecast. Just mine. I haven't read it anywhere. I just have this feeling that you're going to see more and more cooling system failures and heat-related failures on vehicles that are on the road. I believe that's what you're going to see. Early this morning, we got a call from one of our son's customers who had exactly that happen. Yesterday, the vehicle was here for an air conditioning checkup. Now, the cooling system was fine. All the fluids were topped off. And we cleaned the condenser and the radiator for maximum cooling efficiency. And this is a commercial van, a heavy-duty one-ton truck. And so it overheated. Steam came out. Well, it didn't quite overheat, but, you know, the cooling system failed. So what was it? It's these darn plastic parts in the cooling system. So there are T's and Y's and plastic connections that connect rubber hoses to each other, like for the heating system and the cooling system. And over time, they get really brittle. And it doesn't matter whether it's a Mercedes or a domestic manufactured vehicle. They all seem to have started using these plastic parts, and they become brittle, and they fail. And when they fail, the vehicles overheat or start to overheat. And the reason for that is because the temperature of the thermostats, it used to be that thermostats were set to be 160 degrees. They'd cool the engine to 160. Then they went to 180. And then they went to 195 back in the 70s and 80s. And then now they're about 204 degrees. 204 degrees is just under boiling. Water boils at 212 degrees Fahrenheit at sea level. Well, under pressure, if you have a radiator pressure cap that's 14 pounds or 15 pounds per square inch, it keeps the water from boiling until it hits about 240 degrees, 250. Well, what we're finding is these increased engine temperatures that have appeared in the latest designs because thermodynamic efficiency increases with engine temperature. So up to a point, the hotter the engines run, the more fuel efficient they become. But it's only like a fraction of a percent of increased miles per gallon with these higher engine temperatures. Let me finish this, and then. Okay. All right. Go ahead.
I'll say it again now.
Go.
This is called Indigenous Tribe. Okay. And I'll read it. I'll read it until my computer runs totally flat. Vincent, this week I'd like to talk about the reason why there are Indigenous tribal communities all over the world, in my humble opinion. I believe that they either form following the collapse of an advanced civilization, or that they are individuals whose ancestors chose to opt out of civilization for whatever reason, usually because they perceived it to be corrupt and evil. For example, I have personally seen what appeared to be the ancient remains of a temple in the middle of the Australian outback. I psychically explored it using remote viewing and saw that there were numerous tunnels and chambers beneath it, including pools of water. This was in the middle of one of the most inhospitable deserts on Earth. After I saw this, I went back to the previous town and spoke with the Aboriginal elders about what I had seen with my spirit, and they confirmed that, yes, it was one of the most sacred holy sites, and that there were pools of water and caverns underneath it, but there was no way to enter it with your body. You had to be in a dreaming, in a trance, to enter it. The site appeared to be Egyptian or Atlantean in its construction. It was very degraded, and unless you knew what you were looking at, you probably would not recognize it as anything other than a very strange-looking hill. The last I heard about this site, the Australian Federal Government had gotten wind of it, and fried access to the public is no longer possible. The Aborigines didn't build this site, at least not in their current technological state. It wouldn't be possible for them to build it. The stone blocks used in its construction would weigh many hundreds of tons each, and yet they still recognized it as a sacred site, and it is a feature in their ceremonies to this day. Who built it and why is a mystery. The Aborigines have been here since the dream time, living much as they live now, but minus automobiles and cell phones, alcohol and grocery stores and welfare checks. Likewise, in America, the indigenous tribes were building pyramids in many areas as little as 700 to 800 years ago. Then, just before the white man came, something happened which collapsed their cities, turned formerly fertile areas into deserts and killed vast numbers of people. In some cases, there were cities, including temple sites, that showed a detailed knowledge of astronomy built into the landscape, built into the cliff faces, for example, at Mesa Palace and Gila, New Mexico. The Indians who are there today, such as the Hopi, are descended from the builders of these sites, but do not have the technological sophistication that would be required to build such sites. I think we are headed straight for a collapse of this magnitude, and I believe that the only people who will be alive at the end of it will be people with indigenous tribal-type skills and knowledge. That is, people who can build or make anything they need for themselves. The civilization of the Four Corners area has gone forever, and in its place was the descendants of these people who have an indigenous tribal lifestyle. If we could discuss this topic on this week's show, that would be great. I believe the more indigenous tribal skills we can learn, the better our chances will be of surviving this. But to recognize that this includes using things from the modern world in an indigenous way, arrowheads made from broken windows and beer bottles, for example, or adding diaper gel to soil to increase its water holding capacity. For many white people, this may involve them living more like the Amish than Australian Aborigines, but that's okay. The Amish are a tribal nation as well, and I think that their biggest problem post-collapse is that they won't be able to get corrugated roofing iron, farm fencing, materials or iron to make their horseshoes anymore. But I'm sure they'll figure it out. God bless you, Vincent. I'll speak with you soon. Gwyneth.
So
and that's an example of the letter to Vincent.
So there's 776 pages of lessons just like that one on a myriad of topics. And I'll tell you what I heard, Gwyneth, as you were reading that particular lesson. You were teaching a history lesson. You were teaching archaeological exploration. You were engaged in a scientific pursuit, genetic relationships. You were foretelling the future. And you provided examples of what's necessary to survive the future, you know, in your relationship of that story to the Amish. And you know, there's this belief that the Amish are going to come to our rescue because they know how to do everything. Well, the answer is they don't. They don't know how to do everything. And as I was relaying this story this morning about, while Gwyneth was powering up her computer, we received a call, and there was a failure of a large van that was transporting people, and it was about 3 hours away from us. And a plastic part broke, and it overheated. It caused a coolant leak, and it was bringing the engine to near overheating conditions. So this vehicle at this moment is stopped on the side of the road. And we diagnosed the problem remotely by phone. But there was an Amish person on the scene, and he diagnosed the problem too. He diagnosed the problem as a water pump failure. Now, there's the lesson in this is, there's several lessons. One is, just because a person happens to be a male, and just because the person happens to look under the hood, does not mean that the person can diagnose what the problem is. Now, yes, there was a coolant leak, but it was not the water pump. Now, the water pump would be a big problem. What really happened was a plastic T, a connection where three rubber hoses, heater hoses, intersected. So, three hoses coming into a T, and there were three hose clamps, and the T cracked. This plastic T. Yesterday it was perfect. For 2 hours and 59 minutes it was perfect today, this morning, until it just reached the right temperature under hood, the right pressure, and just cracked. And so the problem was not the water pump. The problem was a T, and it's a $5.75 part if they can get it. So we were on the phone trying to find a place that would sell auto parts that was, you know, within walking distance. And nobody was open until 9 o'clock. Nobody would come out to look at this and help. No repair facility was willing to do anything other than maybe try to fit it in today after it was towed in. None of that was necessary. All it needed was some 50% pre-diluted coolant, which is common, and a T, which is common. And all that had to happen was somebody needed to put the T in place, and that vehicle will be on its way. And I think that's going to happen within the next hour. But what I'm saying is, even the Amish don't know all the answers. And even the Amish can't solve the problem unless they get some help. And we were there to help them. Fortunately, I think it's all going to work out. But plastic parts are going to plague us under the hood.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits. At least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
All right. Gwyneth is with us. Gwyneth, so the point is there's a lot to be learned in that one simple lesson of your book. A lot to be learned.
Yes.
But you have to think about it. You have to actually read it and think about what it means. And, you know, one part of the lesson is we're on our own. There's nobody coming to help us. Now, even though there was a helpful Amish person on the scene, he did not have the answers. He needed help. And we were not on the scene, and we couldn't do it because we're 3 hours away. But together, with a telephone, we were able to solve the problem. So that's what I think, you know, the thought is you have a flat tire and you just call and someone's going to come running with a, you know, with a replacement tire. It's not, or fix the tire or a compressor and a way of patching the tire. That may not be the case. And we have painted ourselves into a corner in society today where 27% of vehicles, new vehicles, don't even have a spare tire. So now what? So really, you know, we think that just because we have a cell phone with us that we're in good shape, which is nothing can be farther from the truth. Literally, class, you can have a cell phone. You can call AAA. They can arrange for a tow truck, and they can tow you to a service station where they can order the tire for you, and it can be available tomorrow, and they can put it on within an hour or two. And all you have to do is stay at the motel next to the service station. Overnight. That's the kind of stuff that's happening. But there's this false sense of security that all you have to do is make a call, which is nonsense. Absolute nonsense. As a matter of fact, electric vehicles, I'm digressing just a little bit. If you have an electric car, has anybody given thought to the fact that when it's hot outside and you want to run the air conditioner, the distance that that battery charge will let you travel is greatly reduced by the air conditioner? Now, you don't have to turn on the air conditioner. You can go farther without it. But if it's really hot, you're going to want to turn it on. Or if it's really cold, you're going to want to put the heat on. You go less distance with the heat on, less distance with the air conditioning on. And then there's all kinds of navigational tools and support tools that are available to you in these electric cars. But if you use them, you will decrease the number of miles that you can go. So what is an electric car good for? Well, it's good for the city. It's good for going from, you know, your apartment to the supermarket and back. And there was one report of a group of people who were spanned several countries, several cities, and they were seeing if these electric cars make sense. And what they all had was anxiety about making it to their destination, because they would look at this charge-o-meter and they'd find out that they're having less and less and less and less, and there's only a few places that could charge the vehicles. And when they got to them, a lot of the chargers didn't work. And when they did work, they found out that you pay for the charge either by the kilowatt or by the time. So you may be allowed to stay at a charger for 4 hours, then they kick you out. But you may not get a full charge in 4 hours. So there are a lot of problems, and no one's coming to help you. You're on your own. Gwyneth?
Yeah, that's actually really true. And the other thing is, this is something that I learned because I used to have an electric tricycle that I used to use to get groceries from the nearest town. And I learned that when you put weight on the back of your electric vehicle, it doesn't go as far. And I was finding that, you know, on the way there, it was great. The electric bike could go into town, no worries. And I'd put it on to charge at the local park where they had a free-to-use public electrical point and, you know, lock it up, obviously, and then go and do my shopping and have a cup of coffee at the cafe while my bike was charging. And, you know, the children would play on the playground and such and so forth. And I would load my groceries into the trike to take it home. And then, you know, we lived about 20 kilometres from this town. And at the 10 or 15 kilometre mark, the trike would begin to struggle. And because it was a trike, I could pedal it. But we live up in the hills, so going into town, you know, going downhill, going back from town to home is mostly uphill, with a bit of downhill. But, you know, because it would get to the point in the end where it was actually quicker for me to walk, pushing the trike and the groceries in the basket of the trike than what it was to try and ride it. So I don't think you can push an electric car very easily as you can an electric tricycle. But this is something else you've got to bear in mind. They don't go as far when they're heavily laden.
Yeah. And what you're going to see is electric cars on the side of the road hooked up to a single-cylinder gasoline generator. Now, pull rope, plug it in, and charge the electric car with a gasoline generator.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.